Radio 1.
It's 3 o'clock on Radio 1 with the latest news, Claire Bradley.
Two planes have crashed into the tallest buildings in New York.
Radio 1 News Newsbeat.
Two aircraft have crashed into the World Trade Center in New York. First, a plane hit the West Tower of the center, causing a gaping hole at the top of the building. Pictures were beamed live around the world, and as television audiences watched, a second plane crashed into the other tower. It's thought at least one of the planes had been hijacked after it took off from Boston. President George W. Bush made this national address a few minutes ago.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, to the Director of the FBI, and have ordered that the full resources of the federal government go to help the victims and their families, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act.
So far, there's no detailed figures on the number of people killed or injured. The first impact happened about an hour ago. The second was just 18 minutes later. Thousands of people were in the towers when it happened. There are now also reports coming in of two explosions at the White House in Washington, and also that a third plane crashed into the Pentagon. That building is now on fire and has been evacuated. All flights to America have been put on hold. Radio 1 Newsbeat will have more at 3:30.